Well, a long-running debate over HIV treatment, which has divided the medical community, has finally been settled, I think. It goes to the key question of when to start treatment for the disease, for the virus. Now, a groundbreaking study has found that immediate treatment of HIV cuts the risk of disease and death in half. Bill Whittaker is from the National Association of People with HIV Australia. He's speaking here with James Carlton.
Bill Whittaker, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
So does this study definitively resolve the question of when to take HIV antiretroviral drugs?
Well, pretty much. This study was a very large one, over 4,500 people participating in 35 countries, and it was designed to answer that question using the, you know, the most rigorous clinical standards to answer the question whether it's better to start treatment early or defer treatment. And I think that question has been well answered by this excellent trial.
In fact, the study was ended early.
Yes, that's what you have with studies that, like this, which are of critical importance. A group of people looks at them at least annually for looking at the data, looking at the safety considerations. And yes, the study has been stopped, and all those people who are in the study who were on the arm that didn't receive treatment will now be offered immediate treatment of HIV. And this will now flow through to clinical guidelines and policy approaches in many countries.
Because the evidence was so clear that getting the drugs early, even if symptoms hadn't appeared, it was so clear that that would have a life lengthening and saving effect that it would be unethical to keep the control group on the delay of medicine.
That's right, it would be unethical, and quite frankly, there was no point. The results had become absolutely clear-cut, and quite properly the organisers of the study recommended that it be ended.
What are the Australian guidelines for people with HIV but with no symptoms?
Well, in Australia, last year we changed our regulatory provisions to allow any person with HIV to begin treatment when they and their doctor were ready to do so. So we're well placed to act on these findings. Our clinical guidelines have also been recommending that people consider starting treatment early, but now we have additional quite definitive evidence that for doctors and patients to consider and to look at starting treatment as early as possible.
So for Australian people living with HIV, the option was there for early retroviral drugs, but perhaps the urgency of taking up that option was not evident.
For some people, I think it's fair to say there were some differences of opinion about when treatment should be started, and obviously a randomised clinical trial is the best way of answering that, and so the answer has now come in, and I think people will be very interested in getting that message out to doctors and to patients.
And those researchers who've been proved wrong, that is to say that the drugs should be delayed until after symptoms appeared, the antiretrovirals, what was their concern? That it might be damaging,
well,
ineffective, expensive?
I don't think it's probably fair to say that they were wrong. I think there were legitimate differences of opinions. There was a view among some researchers and indeed some advocates that we needed a randomised clinical trial to answer this question, and that's why it was set up in 2009. It's taken, you know, a number of years to get this answer, but it's an important answer. Also, of course, the other factor in early treatment is the ongoing research into HIV itself and its treatment. And what we now know is there is no latency period after somebody becomes infected. Damage commences from the time of infection, so it therefore makes sense to treat as early as possible. However, the drugs we've had have had problems over the years, but in recent years the drugs are much more tolerable, potent, forgiving, so we've got new knowledge, better drugs, and now definitive clinical trial results to move forward with early treatment.
Good news, but that no doubt will increase the challenge to health providers globally. It's difficult getting antiretrovirals to all who need it, even at a later stage. Now the evidence suggests they should receive it immediately.
Yes, it's a huge challenge for the globe. We need to make sure that people living with HIV around the world in developed and developing countries have access to these life-saving treatments. We know definitively that being on treatment early maintains health. And whilst people always look at costs, the costs of not treating, I would argue, are much higher than the cost of treating.
So how far would we be, say, from our current position to enabling everyone who becomes HIV positive to receive immediate retrovirals?
Well, there are various goals that have been set by the UN and UNAIDS, the key UN agency dealing with HIV, and people are talking about timelines of ending HIV transmission by 2020 in developed countries like Australia, and that's our goal at the moment. That target has been set for Australia. For other countries who are not as fortunate, it might take them some extra years, around 2030. But everyone now really needs to galvanise behind this trial, and particularly for developing countries, make sure that these life-saving drugs are offered to people as early as possible.
So for developing countries, this study has made their goal harder to achieve because they have to get the drugs earlier, but in a sense, the achievement that will come with that will be much more effective, namely, ultimately, the elimination of the disease.
Absolutely. Yes, treatment costs money, although there have been huge reductions in the price of antiviral drugs around the world, particularly using generics. But the price of not treating, of having people get sick, die, have to give up their jobs, can't care for their families, we see these situations in many developing countries. The cost of that is absolutely enormous. And there's one other big point I would like to make. Research over the last 2 or 3 years has really shown that being on treatment has a significant benefit to avoiding becoming HIV positive or passing the virus on to others. So we now see treatment in two lights: to prevent disease progression, but also to help us prevent the transmission of HIV and therefore slow infection rates.
Bill Whittaker, thank you very much indeed.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
That's Bill Whittaker from the National Association of People with HIV speaking with James Carlton.